Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Zibandakanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout, man, up to the hour 8, Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Welcome to it. My name is Ray, and thank you so much to Johan Els. Welcome back. Welcome back, Johan. Welcome back. Welcome back on the airwaves. Thank you so much for your benevolence, you know, the way you are selflessly broadcasting. It's just amazing there. You don't push your brand. You just push the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. And I am happy and grateful to be associated with you. All right. We are going to be touching on topics, man. Just be ready to call in and talk as the Father guides and talks to you. I'm trying to get hold of my guests. Professor Buyisondezi won't be in because they have a graduation at the Potchefstroom University. Her second born child is getting a degree there. And so the session started 3 o'clock. So maybe they are halfway now. So we won't be having him. I'll try and go back to Cape Town and connect again with Barukia. I couldn't get hold of him. In the meantime, this is a beautiful song. Beautiful song. Somebody told me. And you know who.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Bona tshedimosetso ya tsa kgwebo ka go reetsa thulaganyo ya Thursday Live le Godfrey Mohabi labone o mongwe le o mongwe ka ura ya borataro. Baitsianape, borakgwebo le bommakgwebo ba re fa maitemogelo a bona go rotloetsa ba bangwe ka tsa kwa tirong. Reetsa Radio Pulpit ka tlhamallo mo 657 AM kana o reetse podcast mo radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are the best of friends. This is happening throughout. And it is Tuesday Live. We will connect. Professor Buyisondezi is not in. Mashadi is at the funeral, driving back from the funeral. And I will connect with Baruch Yah in Cape Town. And I trust that the Father will just do us good, man. Just bless us good. And some awkward songs, which I think really are beautiful. There's a song by Marion Williams. There's a song by the OJs. There's a song also by Howard Hewitt from Shalamar. Do you remember Shalamar? If you can go and check what's the meaning of the word Shalamar, you'll see it says, praise him, the Most High. And some of those songs I will play. And I just hope that people have arrived safely and started on your business, you know, the way you should be doing things and all that. And that your weekend was good. People went home to visit family. Could see on the highway someone had written and said, I wonder what time will I arrive at home? And it was just a standstill. I think it's the N1 somewhere next to Mokopane. Oh, I tell you, man. Oh, the road from Mokopane joining the N1. Ay, 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 ay. That road becomes stuck for 2 days, I tell you. So it's important to check on that.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, and as I said, we are going to be listening to some of the songs that I think, you know, would stir up some revival in you and I. And one of them is this. And of course, we'll get to the topic, don't worry. One of them is this one, which I think will just, you know, enable us, you know, for quite some time. It's a beautiful song, but I think in most instances and cases, it's a song that is not played much of the time. And as a young boy, I used to listen to this so much. Now, this is Lionel Richie on the keyboards and piano. The group is the Commodores. This song is owned by the Commodores.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
I tell you, these aren't songs that... You know, there's some songs that even when the Commodores tried to redo this song, they went back to studio to redo the song, and it never received the traction it had before because, you know, the industry is very keen on this. They would deceive you on the name Jesus, but somewhat somehow people never got deceived even in that name. They still were able to connect in the spirit with the Father. And when they saw that, they were very angry. I said to you the other day, the OJs did not even mention the word Jesus and the word God. They spoke about the Heavenly Father, King of Kings. Teddy Pendergrass speaks about the Creator, our Heavenly Father, who sends His Son. Prior to the judgment on the song Somebody Told Me. Just Google and listen to it. You hear it for yourself. Mayaki, Tudaraba.
Hey, Tudaraba. Halala, halala, halala. Shalom to you, Mayaki. Shalom to the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. I trust you had a great weekend. I trust everyone had a great weekend. Realebo Hakore, Rekopane Hape, Tutekwa Lapa.
Aha, Ebenezer. Of course, are you well, sir? Are you well?
I am excellent. Thank you, Releboka Abaya Hawa, that every single day, it's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by His Spirit that we are still alive, irrespective of the Lutherica and the Nothing Mobutsunum, but Kimura Honako Karatra, Releboka Tat. Halala.
Absolutely. And of course, we are touching on a topic that much of the times people don't look into with seriousness. Issue of hypocrisy. You know, we touched a bit on that, but only for an hour because of the broadcast that we had. And then we had said we will go and touch it even far much more in detail this week and do part two of it, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely, Mahi.
And then the issue of hypocrisy is something that we are looking into. And I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do you good. Hypocrisy, in many instances, is described as an outward show of righteousness which does not denote the very same righteousness within. Or one would say an outward manifestation of righteousness that contradicts the spiritual nature of the inner person. And then sometimes it could be denoted as saying it is a form of an assumed innocence that one displays, whereas guilt is bestowed upon all the inner calculations and meditations of their hearts. And then at times also people talk about hypocrisy as a religious display that is negating the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in terms of conduct. People can speak about that also as a formalism against which the word of the Father warns us. Formal religiousness is also described as hypocritical. And of course, the inconsistency of religion these days also is viewed as hypocrisy. You know, today they would say asifuna mabrugu, and next year hayi alungile mabrugu kunabo abafazi nabesifazane. The other year, hey abafazi mabathwale. The other year, hayi bayekene abafazi sebanama afro. The other year, makungagcokwa amabhotsotso abafundisi beza ngalamabhruku abampintshayo. Uzwe ngathi umzwelo ubuhlungu ngathi akakwazi nokuphefumula. And bese you find also that had been spoken of as being very much carnal, but now it is a statement of fashion and it's widely accepted. The notions of affairs that are taken on firstly by married men and women in the churches themselves, and of course also the kinds of relationships that young adults and youth are engaged in the name of Christian dating, we see also those things as manifesting a degree of hypocrisy. And also we see in other instances the notion of pretense, you know, because in Matthew 23:23, the Hamashiach says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought have done without leaving the others undone." When we lock ourselves in our denominations, we don't care about the promulgations of justice, mercy, and the law in the land. Ah, the law of the Most High in our lives and in the land. We don't proclaim this. We don't warn the people with regards to this. It's amazing. And of course, we see again, when I speak about uncharitableness, the act of uncharitableness that you find amongst believers. I was talking with Mashadi not long ago, and she touched on, we touched on the issue of the uncharitableness that you would find amongst the brethren these days. Oh, they like saying, "I'll pray with you, man." And they don't give you the plate of soup that you need to eat that bread. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Uncharitableness, when people only see the mistakes of others but not theirs. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. This is what I was talking with Mashadi. For they say and do not do. Actually, she said, they love you heba ubona. Heba sa uboni. They don't love you at all. You are history. You know that group called Shakespeare's Child? There's a song that says, "Your history, you are history." Oh. They forget you just like a shadow. All right, and of course, I spoke about this religious talk, Christianese religious talks, you know, in Luke chapter 6, verse 46. "But why do you call me Elohim, Elohim, and do not do the things which I say?" Why? "Do you call on me Elohim, 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 but you do not do the things which I say?" When we call on his name, but we do not do the things which he says. And of course, also the issue of legalism. John 7:23, if a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy to the biggest extent. Observations of days more than the will of the Father. I said it. Okay. So we see those kinds of things. But let me do this one also. Remember the song of Barry White? Practice what you preach. Even though that song, they stole, you know, they stole that cliche from, you know. He says some things which are just awkward. Now, when you look into Romans 2:21, you, therefore, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? Preaching and not practicing. It's also an aspect that is indicative of hypocrisy. And hypocrisy is something that we see even these days. And it is my prayer that we talk about this, we enlighten one another with regards to this. And I trust and believe the Father will do you good in a mighty way.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. The time has just gone to 28 minutes before the hour 7. I am talking to Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town. Mayachi, I always should say Tuda, you know, because you really make time to be with us. And tonight we are getting, you know, into details about this topic of hypocrisy. If you had to define hypocrisy, what do you see? What comes to mind on this?
Tonight is my pleasure and honor to be part of the show every Tuesday. I always look forward. And this is, to me, this is special because we are sharing the word. That's one of the most important things. From my side, I feel hypocrisy, maybe in terms of, maybe from the religious point of view, it would refer to people or a group of people within a religion, or maybe some kind of a community whereby we would profess certain beliefs or values, but then it happens that we contradict those values or beliefs. So it can involve the actions you spoke of, inconsistency. So we become inconsistent with teachings or principle of that belief, you know. We get to become dishonest. We get to become liars. We get to become intolerable, or we have some kind of a judgmental behavior amongst others. So that is what we can say. It's part of, it's vague, it's big. So we just touching here and there for people just to understand. And you spoke of the outward manifestation. So we can make an example, you know, so that we can see and stretch it to say, here there is a man who draws a crowd, who is known as this so-called major prophet, and in him drawing a crowd and his teaching and the word of Abba, it is the word of truth. So now, we notice, okay, then there's the arrest and there's mahem about him and what, and then suddenly now he gets to run away or escape, you know. Now, if only more to one maybe, you have no wrong that you have done, you know. But the minute you start to kolibota fukuje usiya, and you know, there's a whole lot of scandals that have been spoken because everyone has seen you as this person who, according to the word, to say, wow, this man is the man who knows Abba, who brings people to Abba and all that. But one is followed by scandals. Women are trying to say, hey, he did this to me and whatnot and whatnot and whatnot. So you look at such a story and you realize, wow, in front of the pulpit, then it's somebody else, right, who's speaking of the word and all that, or who claims actually to speak of the word. But on the other side, when you hear the Elizabeth and Omra are contrary, we can go as well to Kosi Bukeni as well. We have also another pastor who is attending a court case somewhere in Pretoria over Mahimhim of how they pray. People go seek for help again because we think, this man is, you know, we've been made to believe that the words on its own, haripalalone, we cannot be delivered. So we're trusting in Baruch to say, okay, I have to be prayed by so and so. That is what they teach. And people get to depend on them. People get to look on them as if these are men that are closer to Elohim. So not being a person that I am a person of weaknesses. I am a sinner and all that. But that one is so righteous that when they pray, you know, my things will turn around. So therefore, I ought to take even my last cent and do it over on a Bailon Capella. And then, guess what? Utuhola, Uramunar, Wenasala, Mosadi Akum Mona, Uko, Ko Officina, Hango Dino, Melba to Al Hagarapella, Kutula to the Stena Momumu. You know,
I will, man.
These are things that are so ugly, you know, that this is some kind of hypocrisy because Rea Rilovata. To praise, to revive, to get to know about him, because we say, hey, you know what? This person knows much better than me, and therefore he can be able to assist me.
Yeah.
But what they are speaking, what they are preaching, it is not what they are practicing. They are not walking the talk. So hypocrisy then is when we are talking something, but we do something else. And I made an example of myself to say I bought stolen parts a couple of weeks ago. You know, whenever we and come back and correct ourselves to say, hey, you mentioned the scripture in the book of Peter, my Achim, which says, Romans chapter 2,
yes.
Romans chapter 2, 21. You then, who teach another, do you not teach yourself? Right? You who claim that a man should not steal, and then go and now, who goes and break that same law? So I became a hypocrite, because what I'm speaking now and what I did are contrary, are two different people. So may Abba be able to help us. We can look at the scripture as well, the book of Matthias 15, chapter 8, which says, these people, they draw near to me with their mouth,
but their thoughts, yes, their hearts and thoughts.
Somewhere else,
hey,
So now, in this work, we ought to know, especially as teachers, the scripture said those will receive a harsher judgment. And we don't know what's coming to us. Because now we are leading people astray. We are doing things that are not supposed to be done for our own benefit. Because we want to have, you know, it's their last money. But we will force them maybe even to tithe, even so that we can have and enjoy this lavish lifestyle and buy cars, and we are told who we are blessed. But Baba, they don't even know if they're going to have a meal in that night. That is so sad.
Very much.
I mean, that is so sad.
I mean, you know, when people are forced to give also the grant money, the older people told that even that grant money, you must give from it because you have earned. It's quite sad. And the guy who is standing there is a multimillionaire. You know how these pastors are multimillionaires now? And the people who live in these shack houses, one guy used to work for these fidelity guards and stuff and got short, and so he was laid off work because he really couldn't work anymore. And says his money was dwindling. His importance was also dwindling in the church because he didn't have a car, and then he didn't have a home. He was living in a back room hired somewhere, and said, look, when I wouldn't come for a one weekend, I would get calls. After church, I would be hugged and hands shaken. But ever since this happened, then I lost everything. Even when I don't come, it doesn't matter. Because it's only his money that mattered there. Quite sad. Here in East Lane, just here in Pretoria, East Lane. It is.
Let's hear something, my ask, please. Mm. While we edit, to say, according to scripture, tithing is what you would have worked for.
Yeah.
Not grant. Grant is not what you've worked for.
Absolutely.
So now you can't tithe charity grant. So we are helping that one also when you've worked for it, you can know your tithe, Maria grant,
But they are told they should tithe. Bring in the money and all that. And they are told if you don't, you'll be cursed. It's quite sad. Welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Baruch Yah. And we are touching base on this, the issue of hypocrisy.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Isaiah 58 verse 2, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their Elohim. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching Yahuwah. You know, when people take delight just in approaching Yahuwah, and people just become so emotional on the pulpits there, especially during this weekend, the past weekend. And from church, it's back to square one. Honwe wa biala. God is not baiki. Honwe wa biala. you know? Yeah. One we are la. Bargi Easter. You know, people who delight in just approaching the Most High, but they don't want to fellowship with Him. They delight even in having Him in their national anthems, but they don't like being associated with Him. That's hypocrisy. And also you see on that, in Isaiah 65 verses 5, it says, "Who say, keep yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than thou." Says, "These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day," says the Elohim. The people who act holier than thou. Do you know those who know all these things and they act holier than thou? And they say, "Oh, the Father will not tell you anything unless He tells me first." The owners of churches and their families are called the royal families of the churches. Their wives are called first lady. They don't know that's a democratic system. Because when you're a first wife, it means there's a second one. You can't be named first if there's no one coming after you. If they say Christ is the firstborn, it means they are joint heirs with Him.
Absolutely.
No. But now, we see these who delight in approaching Him. They take the notion of His divinity for granted. Somewhat, somehow, being a believer has become an occultic practice to them, rather than a divine fellowship. That is the highest form of hypocrisy. And you find this in mega churches, and people who basically have nothing to do with the Christ, but they want everything to do with a God that their leader or papa has, and they don't want to say it's Christ. And he sells them blood, urine, and all those kinds of things they take and drink. Mayaki, we are in trouble. We need to work hard. We are in trouble. We need to speak. And I'm happy people are becoming aware. Man, 15, 20 years ago, we've been talking about these things. People are starting to talk about these things. Now, we've been talking about them to our tiredness.
I'm telling you.
That, hey, be careful of those people. And they were refusing. People are dead now because of that. Mayaki.
Hey, Ahi, it's really sad. It's a sad state of affairs with regards to the topic Eribuangayone. Also, you look at even these people that are holier than thou. You cannot even go and see them ordinarily. Chinese Lopatala the thousands because you are not at their level.
Yeah.
So something that takes you to their level, imagine. And it's not 10 rand or something, no. Which means, chanzo tamae, ulo louna. Because you have this mentality, ha kan tswaran tapella, then uto bula di gaiti, then kito huma, and then kito kona hupatela beke louni eli. There's no such. Instead, they are putting you into the pit. Even further, you know. So this topic is very sad, and I hope Harileba to the believers. We need to the believers in Yahawa, because we can be a believer in anything. But when we believe in the Supreme Almighty, guarding and keeping His commandments, it's good that we have to practice it. That is why Deuteronomy chapter 6:4 and 5 are. We have to teach it loving with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, our spirit.
Yeah.
And then these commands, we teach it to our children so that Kikupakebale, Chalim, that is Psalm 78,
yes.
Right? Which says, for his raised the witness in Yaqab, which is Asharal, and he said the Torah to Israel, which he commanded our fathers, to teach them to their children, that it might be known to a generations to come, to children who would be born, to rise up and to relate them to their children and place their trust in Elohim and not to forget the work of Elohim, but watch over his commandments and not be like fathers, their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that did not prepare its heart.
Hey.
So, in seeking him, because he says he doesn't want to dwell in a house that is built by hands, but now he starts this thing this with Moses, and then he takes it to Solomon. But now, in the later stage, because he wants to say, I have a desire to dwell in man, and man must also have a desire to serve Elohim. Men must also have, you know what? His word is the word of truth. His word is the word of healing. His word is the word of reproach. I should accept to be disciplined and not to be stubborn. It needs to correct me because now I'm driving and I happen to pass a red robot and then the traffic cop comes and says, cold drink. Mm. Then I know, you know what? I've done wrong. I must suffer the consequences and not to bribe because to give bribe because that is how Hashatan steals our blessings because he always wants to test. He always lays snares. And these are the snares that we end up in. Maybe there was a breakthrough that I was supposed to receive. But because of me being negligent and because of me reading the word, but forget to keep this word in my heart, then Utaya blessing. So we need to be very much careful that we don't neglect. You spoke of Matthew 23:23, that we need not to neglect the matters of the law. So it's his words. Hypocrisy is also when we deny HaMashiach, the Messiah, the anointed one.
Yeah.
You know, this morning I'm chatting to a friend in Australia, and what comes to be much more clearer to me is that actually the Messiah, the Son, he is the Word. He is the Word, but in a human form, because he comes to do the will of Abba. So if I deny him, I've already denied the word, because in the beginning was this word that was spoken, and he comes, he speaks the word, he is in line with the word. He is in line with the word. He says, me and my father are one. I'm not going left, I'm not going right, I'm not changing, but I'm straightforward, I'm consistent. Tomorrow, I don't think, hey, Judas is going to sell me. Therefore, I can bribe them, maybe correct a situation, you know, so that I don't get to go through this. Even when he sees his heart, but what does he do? He goes and he prays. He didn't just tell me, he makes a prayer to say, hey, let me pass through this. Although only this, you know what you are doing. But he insists. And even the temptation by Hashatan as well, after the fasting, he is still consistent, even though he is hungry, even though he is in lack. It is what we need to learn to say now. We can't be dishonest. We can't have behavior of falsehood. We can't be lovers of deceit. But every Sunday, of sharing the word all the time. But some of us have ugly reports about us.
Eish.
It's so wicked.
Let me look into this. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say on this matter. The matter of hypocrisy. What hypocrisy is all about. Ukuzenzisa enzweni zanamhlanje. Kugcwele kangakanani phakathi kwethu njengabantu esithi singabazalwane. Singabantu bakaNkulunkulu. Kugcwele kangakanani nje phakathi kwethu. Shayela ucingo ke 012-334-1322. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And the WhatsApp number is 0826572729. That's 0826572729. And let's hear what you say about it. I am keen to hear from you as to what you make of it, right? And of course, your voice notes. You can also send us voice notes. Tell us about the prevalence of hypocrisy, the kind of hypocrisies that you see today amongst us, amongst the people. My name is Ray. I'm talking to Baruch Yah. We are on this show, your show, Tuesday Live, right through up to 8. And now the time has just gone on to 5.5 minutes before the hour 7. And of course, we are looking into this very aspect. Now, Mayaki, I want to look into this one. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. They profess to know Yahuwah. They profess to know Yahuwah, but in works they deny him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. They profess to know him, but their works are something else. The churches have become business centers and they've become large Ponzi schemes. And scam operations also are taking place there. Some people, you'll find them, they are being charged for human trafficking right in the church these days. Here in South Africa, in the churches of the saints. Here in South Africa, basically, it is just amazing when they profess to know him, our maker, the Elohim, yet at the same time, their actions basically speak of them knowing something else. You know, the killing, the deaths, you know, the sacrifices that are taking there, the signs of the goat that you see in the churches these days is just so much. Mayaki?
Hey, Tularaba. They are so sad that truly it's a form of a cover.
Yeah.
Because people now, they are not really called, but they have an ulterior motive. And if it's not money laundering, it is that child trafficking. Because even some open churches, that is, you know, so these are the things that we are doing because Kikimo Ribona, the detestable, the disobedience, you know, they don't know him. They claim, but kabamuiti, or they are denying him kaditiro. You know, so we need to be careful because that is why he tells the Pharisees to say, clean yourself or wash yourself. Do not become a cup that is clean on the outside, but on the inside it is unclean. And he's talking of their heart because it is batwana bare molomo tsela noka itshe. So now it's easy to say, but it's the practicing that is important. And Hamashiach also speaks of there's a servant who says, I will go, and doesn't go. And there's a one who says, I won't go, but ends up going.
Mm.
So you can be able to see, Hure, there's this one who wants to portray themselves to be nice, to be clean, to be, you know, so that they can be favored, but they end up not carrying the instruction. But there's the one who may have felt, hey, no, man, I'm tired. But eventually, he gets the zeal to do that action. And the one who should be rewarded is the one who would have done the deed. You know? So we ought to be very much careful. Also, as we are speaking of churches, and it's not just in South Africa. It is worldwide. In America, they are happening. Child trafficking is a very big syndicate. It is worth billions and billions of dollars. So it's not just, South Africa is just a drop in the ocean. So even it goes as far as in other countries, even apparently politicians are involved, celebrities are involved. So it's a whole lot of a big thing that is happening to say, even these people, we look at them, we respect them, but the things that they do, you know, even if we don't speak of it from the church as well, but generally on earth, also, look at what happened, I think it was over the weekend.
Mm.
The President of the United States,
mm.
right? The declaration of this king, this thing about the lesbians and gays.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
He declared Easter to be a day that is associated with that, right?
Now,
this is the man. When he is appointed president, what did he do? Did he not swear by the Bible?
Did.
Exactly. So, Waibana now, we're doing contrary. These are contrary things that they will swear by the Bible to say now, I will honor. But now the things that they are doing contradicts the word of Abba. Because the scripture for Romans 1 is clear when it comes to such. Those are the detestable practices. But now they get to promote them. And we end up, Rona as believers, voting for them. They get to make laws in parliament, laws that esteem these kind of things, these detestable things.
Mm.
So this is so sad because it means elections. But what about why is the church not questioning them about those laws that are made that are contrary to scripture?
Yeah.
We give them platform, Rilabaruki.
Mm.
You know, and these are people that we see even with service delivery, how they are stealing money, coming to preach as if they want what is good for people, and they do not do a thing, but instead they enrich themselves, and when it's time that they need, because now, they if you take them out of power, it means now, hey, okauta sporo. So now, that's about the way they work. You know, so that, yes, they can stay in power forever until Bazobakura, their children are polygonanta, and all that, Rona, Bamo Township. They go to fancy hospitals, Rona, Riakota, Samonekishemi. You know, it's sad. It's a sad state of affairs. That hypocrisy, when we start to extract the re-expose of the things that are happening, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but they tend to forget. So, Rona, we forget about the word. The word has got a promise. The word is a healing to our bones. I wanted to check 2 Chronicles chapter number 6. Second Chronicles chapter 7, sorry. Yare, if I shut up the heavens and there's no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, and if I send pestilence amongst my people, who is talking? This is the Heavenly Father, the Almighty, the one and only, right? He says, if he shuts. Now, if I come to you where else he's shut, because over that tension here, hey, know that I'm in charge. Now I come to you, and then when without even consulting me, taking now, are you saying you are greater than him? Because he's shut. So, and he gave us the way of saying for that which is shut to open. He tells us what should be done. He says, for number 14, and my people whom upon my name is called shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face. He didn't say go and seek the face of the prophet. He didn't say go and seek the face of the pastor. But he says, seek my face and turn from their evil ways. Then and I shall hear from the heavens and forgive their sins and heal their land. Ahi, at times, and then, and now I want to be blessed. You know, I want a blessing kutuba mutuabatu. And in some instances, I must be praised for kilogram. But the scripture is clear. Sex before marriage is a sin. So we become hypocrites as Baruti. We become hypocrites as people that are teaching the word, because we need to teach the word. Not as Taba, Pata Mupaka, Taponari, Tibokun Rapele Fongana, and Itur Hanyana, because I'm like, you're putting me in a predicament.
Yeah.
You know? So these are things that we have to be very careful about.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. We are touching base on this, the issue of hypocrisy these days. And how far do you see it amongst us? How far do you see it even amongst us? You know, that it goes unnoticed, you know, that it is seen even amongst us. And we seem to give it a blind eye. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729, or drop us a voice note, or even give us a shout 012-334-1322.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.